This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
When I get sad, I stop being sad and be awesome instead. True story.
We're too unique, guys.
He's like the Lone Ranger, and I'm like Tonto.
You're not a veterinarian. You don't know anything.
Now we will hang out there all the time.
That's right. I'm your daddy.
What the deuce?
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You pick the day because you know all week you're going to be messed up. That's the way it's going to be. It's Tuesday, folks, after the holiday weekend. Glad to have you along with us on the only sports talk show in Central Nebraska. It's the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Glad to have you along with us for the next hour. And we've had an extra day to be gone. And let's face it, most people checked out on Thursday last week. So it's like you've been gone for 5 days. A lot to cover from Thursday to today, and we're glad you're along with us. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis on this first day of June. How is that possible? It's great, but how is that possible? And our producer-engineer Derek Stenson with us as well. Don't forget, if you want to join us on the program today, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. That's right, we come in right away today with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We'll give you a chance to win a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. As if you need more food after this great Memorial Day weekend. Also coming up on the show today, Brian Seibrantz. He is the wrestling coach at Grand Island Northwest High School. The rosters for the 2010 Coaches Association All-Star Duel have been announced, and he's one of the coaches. We'll talk with him about the overall team. He's on the West. That's where most of the kids are from in the listening area. Also today, we're going to be talking with Millard West baseball coach Frank Ryan on the passing of Guy Murray, the former head coach and Hall of Famer at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Coached the baseball program from 72 to 2001, and we'll talk about that as well. Plus, everything else that we have missed, and the NCAA baseball tournament's underway, a national champion for UNK, and a whole lot more as we get into the summer. And something that we'll probably be talking more about as the week progresses, the Big 12 has meetings. They're in Kansas City, and they start today. And, of course, everybody's going to want to know what Dan Beebe says about teams and schools and institutions possibly leaving the Big 12, as has been talked about with Nebraska and Missouri, possibly going to the Big 10 in Colorado, possibly going to the Pac-10.
Douglas, I was just waiting for Derek to fire up the music because I knew you had Philadelphia Freedom waiting for me today. I knew it would be waiting when I arrived, but Paul Pierce wiped that taste out of my mouth the other night. By
once again, some people, Derek, just like to talk about stories that are 5 days old. We're a day away from the start of the NBA Finals on Thursday, 2 days, you know, however you want to say it, one more day after today, and the Lakers and Celtics. So I'm looking forward to that series.
The NBA could not have got a finer series. All the path.
No. If LeBron James was playing, it would be a finer series. Now, we don't know how the games are going to come out, but Celtics, Lakers.
Doesn't do much for you?
No, it'll be. If they're good basketball games, then that's all you can ask for. It's why some people are actually watching hockey, including myself, that never watch hockey in the past. You've got some competitive games, and you've got some underdogs winning, and I think that's what it all comes down to. And it's still the NBA. I mean, they're still talking about officials and their calls and the fixes and all that kind of stuff that goes on in every game. So, and I hate the 2-3-2 format. I think it really takes something away from the NBA Finals. I don't care if it's in Boston and L.A. and you fly cross-country. It just doesn't matter because it was 2-3-2 most of the time anyway. It really takes away the so-called home court advantage or having a chance to win the series at home if you're the Lakers.
Doug, do you know what the series odds would be? Have any idea who the favorite is in this series?
Well, it's got to be the Lakers.
Lakers are 2-1 favorites. Boston a +175. Lakers tomorrow night, or Thursday night, excuse me, 5.5-point favorites in that one. So should be a great series, though. And did you hear the little tidbit about Paul Pierce walking, was out with the dog, and Phil Jackson pulled up about a year ago and said, really looking forward to seeing you guys in the finals. And they just kind of shared a quick moment. Phil Jackson pulled up into the neighborhood in a convertible. Just said, hi, Paul. How are you? You know, just quick chat. Really looking forward to seeing you guys in the finals. They're in the finals now. I like that. I like that. You know what? They're going to go back and they're going to keep showing. They're going to keep showing the Larry Bird, the Magic Johnson, to hear Larry Bird say he's the best basketball player. I haven't saw that clip for a long time. Magic Johnson, the best basketball player ever, just amazing. When Larry Bird says that, when they finally got over the hump, Magic was kind of dominating in his glory. Those are some great, great memories. And Kevin Garnett nailed it right on the head. The buildup for this series, is because of the great players that have played before him and all those great games. And I just think it's going to be an exciting series. I think I expect so many superstars in this series. Both sides come out. It should be a great NBA final.
Well, let's take a look at the NHL before we move on. I mean, it's weird. Barry Melrose, the number one analyst for the NHL on ESPN, is saying Philadelphia is the better team, yet they find themselves down 2-0. He says the way the games have played out, it should be even, or Philly should be up 2-0. And now Philly goes home. So it should be interesting. I mean, if Chicago, I guess, just will pack it in for the next 2 games, huh?
I think though, Doug, two totally different games. You get the high scoring. Where's the goaltending in the first one to all of a sudden lockdown goaltending in the second one? So
and the thing was about the first one, all the scoring came early. It wasn't like there were 2 goals every period. It was, what, 4-3 at the end of the first period and 5-5 going into the third. I mean, there was like 1 goal scored in the last 25, 30 minutes of the entire game. So basically, the last 90 to 100 minutes of this series has been very blah offensively. Very blah.
Well, what do you attribute all that scoring? Nerves for the goalies, or what do you say?
Well, aggressiveness, and they seem to really be getting after it. Fresh legs, maybe. Enthusiasm, adrenaline. I'm sure nervousness has something to do with it. And, you know, once you get kind of into a wide-open game, you know, that's what you're going to see. You rarely see a 5-0 hockey game in the NHL.
You guys mentioned how weird the game was there. Game one was there with a 6-5 win. Philadelphia did not take a penalty in game one. If you would have told me that, I would have said, well, Philly most likely wins that game, right? Well, they ended up losing, and Barry Melrose hit it on the head and said, you know, that's a momentum killer if you're Philly, because you played a good game, a good clean game, and didn't come out on top, and then Antti Niemi just stoned them from the second period on in game two there. So it was a rough start for Philly, to say the least.
And now we get to the excitement of the NCAA baseball tournament, which gets underway this weekend with games all over the country, and the national bracket came out yesterday. There are 5 Big 12 teams that are in the national tournament: Texas, Oklahoma, Texas A&M, Baylor, and Kansas State. And a lot of people will be watching the Texas A&M game, and ESPNU has already said that they will be televising that regional as well as the regional out at Cal State Fullerton. But you've got the young man Garrett Whittles, a 54-game hitting streak. And here's the bad story for Whittles. 54-game hitting streak. The national record's 58. They basically have to make it.
Yeah.
They have to make it to the super regional for him to have a chance here. Now, let's expect that they're going to lose one game. Okay, let's say that they beat A&M, lose to Miami. Then they can come back and win the loser's bracket game and face Miami again. I mean, since they're the number one seed, let's go with that scenario. That's the kind of scenario you're going to have to see for Wills just to tie this and get 4 games in the regionals, because let's face it, there's probably no way that this Florida International team can advance out of this regional.
Well, you wouldn't think so at 23 losses. You're right, Doug. I think the likely scenario to play out is they would lose to A&M, then beat Dartmouth, who would lose to Miami.
Dartmouth, who has played 43 games this year. 43. Miami's played 57. Florida International's played 59. A&M's played 60. Those are the teams that are in their regional. And you know one thing, that just throwing that out, Miami hasn't played 80. They haven't played 75. With this new start date a couple of years ago that everybody has to start on the same day for competition, you can see that some of the southern teams and the warm weather teams aren't getting that huge game advantage. But Dartmouth out of the Ivy League, almost a third less games than some of these teams, quarter less games for sure.
Interesting. I did not notice that. So you just brought it up. Also, is Minnesota the only Big Ten team in? As I look at this bracket, are they the only Big Ten team in, and they're about 500?
God, I hope we get in that conference.
They're
great.
Am I missing something here? They're 30-28. They look to be the only Big Ten team in the field of 64.
And they go out to Cal State Fullerton.
As a four seed. Oh! So Mike Anderson was, let's get over there. Let's get over there.
You got to pay attention to what's going on, and that's just death for Nebraska baseball, I would think, if they go to the Big Ten. There's so much more to talk about. So much more to talk about.
Yeah, Texas obviously falls to a two seed. They've been number one the majority of the year and probably thought they were maybe deserving of that number one overall seed. But Arizona State slips up there, gets them with their two early losses in the Big 12 tournament.
Well, a lot went on over the weekend. We'll get to all of it in just a little bit. We'll try and cover everything that we can. But we've thrown out a few things, NBA, NHL, the NCAA tournament, a little wrestling, a little track, and, of course, the passing of Guy Murray. We're going to talk about that with one of his former players when we come back in just a moment. One of his former players that is in coaching and still doing that, Frank Ryan from Millard West, will join us when we come back.
Seatbelt on. Seatbelt on. Look, I can't put it on for you, and you know the cops are out there, right? If you don't wear your seatbelt, you get a ticket. Don't be an idiot. Who's a smart driver?
All across the country, cops are cracking down. Click it or ticket. Day and night. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Mark, technician from SafeLight and Auto Glass Center. Now together to serve you better.
My customer spotted a small windshield chip, but ignored it. Then yesterday, he went over a big bump. And crack. If only he called sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A SafeLight and Auto Glass Center repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Call SafeLight and Auto Glass Center at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
The kids want to go out to play, the dog wants to run around the yard, and you want a beautiful looking lawn. We're BioGreen, and you should get to know us for residential and commercial lawn service. At BioGreen, we use all natural products so we can treat your yard and you can enjoy it right away. Fertilization, landscape nutrition, let BioGreen spray, and you can play. Ask us about weed control. Call 308-708-1747 or log on to BioGreen.com. Serving the Tri-City area, we're BioGreen. Get to know us.
Get into the games with Charter. Live coverage with access to free HD channels and free on demand so you don't miss a second. High-speed internet streams all the action, and unlimited long-distance calling lets you celebrate. Watch, click, share, cheer with Charter. Lock in your price until 2012. Select bundle packages start at only $89.98 a month for 24 months. Call 1-888-GET-CHARTER.
Limited time offer. 2-year service agreement required. Early termination fees apply. Standard rates apply after promotional period ends. Taxes, fees, installation, HD, and other equipment extra. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
You look a bit under the weather.
Even in summer, weather postpones and delays events. When the weather threatens, remember your weather threat button on ESPNSuperstation.com. Brought to you by Interstate All Battery Center. Every battery for every need, every cancellation for every kind of weather on ESPNSuperstation.com. A service of Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550.
A partial sunshine for your Tuesday forecast. Chance for an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Southwest winds 5 to 15 with high temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies. Slight chance for scattered showers and storms. Currently, it's 75.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, where it's time for our Ace Hardware Bull or Noble question of the day. The Boston Celtics will win the NBA championship. Send us your email, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Do you agree with it? Or do you disagree with it? That's bull. You agree with it? It's noble. Brought to you by our friends at Ace Hardware and Garden Center, Kearney and Grand Island. Take a look at the Toro Time Cutter Z4200 Zero Turn Mower at Ace Hardware. Cut your mowing time in half with this easy-to-maneuver zero-turn rider. Give us your comments about the NBA Finals. Boston will win it. Bull or noble. The email address, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Always love to hear from you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, over the weekend, I guess kind of a shock to everybody. It's always a shock when somebody passes that isn't sick, I mean, as far as you know, or something goes on. And Guy Murray, the legendary Hall of Fame baseball coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, passed away over the weekend at the age of 69. He coached and was a part of the Lopers for a long time, but he coached the baseball team from 72 to 2001. They won 614 games. He was the district coach of the year 11 times. His team won 10 district titles, and his 81 team still holds many school records, including ones for victory, which this year's team fell one shy of. Batting average, runs scored in the season. He's a member of the American Baseball Coaches Association Hall of Fame, received the U.S. Baseball Federation Service Award, and many of his players continue on in baseball, including our next guest, Tony.
Yeah, Frank Ryan joins us, a longtime coach at Millard West. Frank, good morning, and welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, and thanks so much for the time today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, Frank, obviously, we wish we could have picked a better time to welcome you to the Doug and Daddy Show, but a lot of memories are going to be going through the minds, especially of baseball players and fans here in the next few days about Guy Murray. I guess, first off, for the folks that aren't familiar with maybe Coach Murray or maybe your playing days, tell the folks about when you played and maybe some of the guys you played with.
Well, I played back in the mid-70s, actually 75, 76, 77, and 78, and played with a lot of good guys, guys that are still in coaching and guys that I can still call my friends over the years and so forth. I think we just had a special bond back at that time because it was Kearney, and the thing I remember most about our baseball team is back then we were in the NAIA, and we won the district all 4 years I was there. In fact, we never lost a tournament game. And went 12-0 in those tournaments each, you know, all through the 4 years, and so that was really special because we got to go play, in the regional every year, and beyond that, and so forth. So that was a lot of fun.
Frank, is there an initial memory you have of meeting Coach Murray, and what was that?
Well, I my freshman year, I went to UNO here in Omaha. But I was a real young kid at that point, hadn't even developed myself in terms of athletics and so forth. And during my freshman year, I grew about 6 inches and about 40 pounds and still had a chance to play Legion ball my summer after my high school year. And had a pretty good year and decided, hey, I want to get out and play somewhere. And so contacted Coach Murray and went out and visited. And he basically welcomed me from that point and got to step in and play as a freshman and pitch and so forth and had a lot of fun.
Former Loper and current coach at Millard West, Frank Ryan, joined us. Obviously, he became a lot smarter during his freshman year, too, to leave Omaha and come to Kearney. Coach, those were the heydays for Loper baseball. It went right into the early 80s, but we got a friend, Red Verinault, and his team's back from all the way from the 70s. That was really kind of the time.
I played with Steve 1 year, I believe. I think when I was a freshman, I think he was a senior. So.
Well, and those 70s, that really was the heyday for Coach Murray in this program, I guess, at least while he was coaching.
Right, and there were a lot of great athletics going on at Kearney. And then, in fact, I think Guy was still coaching football at that point. He was like the offensive line coach during the fall. In football with Claire Boroff, and then of course coached baseball in the spring, and of course there was a lot of great basketball back in that day. That was Tom Kropp's era, so when he was playing, and so that was fun. I got to be a spectator at all those and get really involved with all the athletes, so it was a lot of fun.
And Frank, obviously a different time, and you probably see it as much in high school coaching now as anybody does in college, but back then, baseball, like a lot of sports, wasn't played 12 months a year, and especially in a cold weather climate. Tell us what it was kind of like when you did finally get out there and play in the spring.
Well, obviously, yeah, you're right. It wasn't quite the year-round thing back then. I mean, I think back to when I first came in, we had fall ball for probably about 5 or 6 weeks in the fall. But Coach wasn't there very often because he was coaching football, so a lot of the assistant coaches were running it. And then he would come on the weekends, of course, when we would scrimmage and things like that. And then basically from October to whenever we could start practice, which was usually sometime mid-January whenever we came back to school, then usually, okay, you had a weight program and things like that to get involved with, things like that. But then once we started practice, then we knew, okay, our goal was always to make the spring trip. And we guy never shied away from playing anybody. We'd used to go down to Oklahoma and Texas and play some of the best NAIA schools and some Division One schools while we were at it. So we got our butt kicked a few times, but it really kind of prepared us, I think, for later on getting into the conference season and then preparing us for postseason, things like that.
Frank, I was just going to say, I think one lasting memory of Guy Murray will be not shying away from maybe and playing those teams and knocking off of Wichita State to make it to the College World Series and then having Wichita State invite Kearney State down for a couple of games for a little retribution the next year.
Right, you know, exactly.
Things like that.
I guess one of my... I still tell this story. When I was a junior, we went to Hawaii for the first time. And I remember him telling us, you know, we're going to Hawaii. And he knew the old coach there was Les Murakami. You know, they had been buddies. And he said, oh, we're going. We're going to go play in this tournament. And he kept talking about it. And we were going to play UNLV, USC, Florida State, Hawaii, and us. There was a five-team tournament, and we were going to play a double round robin. And I don't know if we actually all really truly believed it until we actually got on the plane and flew out there. And I still remember sitting on the plane talking to Coach and saying, you know, I said, obviously USC and Florida State, we know a lot. I mean, they're in the College World Series back then all the time. And I said, what about UNLV and Hawaii? And he says, well, UNLV, they got an up-and-coming program, and he says, in Hawaii, they'll probably be about like us. And we got off the plane, and the first thing I did was I bought a Honolulu newspaper, and the headline was, Rainbows Sweep ASU Twice. And they had just beaten Arizona State a doubleheader. And I showed it to him. I says, Coach, I don't know if they're just like us. But we competed pretty well in the tournament, actually. I don't think we won any games, but we had several close games in that tournament. And that was a trip I'll never forget, that's for sure.
Millard West baseball coach and former Loper Frank Ryan is joining us here on ESPN's Doug and Daddy Show as we remember the Hall of Fame coach, Guy Murray, who passed away over the weekend. What's going to be your memory of Guy, Coach?
I just think that he was kind of a lifer in the terms of baseball. I've seen him every year since he's retired and so forth, and he's still very active. He was very active in the American Baseball Coaches Association, and we have an annual coaches clinic convention every year in January. This year it was in Dallas, and I see he and his wife every year, and we talk and go out to eat occasionally and so forth. And so he was still very actively involved in that organization with coaches from around the country, and I think he was on the board of directors. For the several years that I've taken our Legion team, whenever we've gone to Kearney, I've always gotten in touch with him, and we went out and played golf, and I know he was like a daily golfer and so forth. And so it was a lot of fun to catch up with him each time and his wife as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, you can ask a lot of people and get a different response to that question, Doug. And I think when I think of Guy Murray, I think always story time. You know, when Guy was around, the stories would just roll.
Absolutely. I think that's part of the fun of when we go out and play golf is all the stories we tell and even go back in the old days or what have you. And that was a lot of fun to do that and reminisce about some of the old guys that I used to play with and so forth and different things. And
well, Frank, how was there time for Guy to tell a story on the golf course? He played 18 in like 2 hours and 12 minutes.
Well, yeah, that was the other thing. I think he had a supercharged motor on that cart of his. Boy, he did his shot, and he was pretty impatient if you didn't hit yours pretty quick, and off we went. So, but that was good, too, because I'm not a good enough golfer to really stand over the ball very long. So.
Well, Frank, we'll let you get out of here with this because, unfortunately, you still have school back there in the eastern portion of the state. I want to ask you, is there something that you took from Guy during your playing days or specifically now that you're coaching that maybe you directly took from Guy's coaching?
Well, I think he was a people person and so forth and he was always willing to try new things, and he was always really competitive as well in whatever he did. I mean, that's obvious even when you play golf with him. And so forth, and I think that attitude of being willing to take on anybody and everybody, and I've kind of taken that same attitude as a coach when I do our scheduling and so forth. Hey, let's play the best, let's go, and and see what we can come up with. So, and I think he did have a lot of influence on a lot of other guys. There are a lot of guys that I played with or around that are in coaching, and I know Steve Spomberg and I were teammates under Guy for 4 years, and of course now he's been coaching now for as long as I have. So we enjoy competing against each other.
Well, Frank, we appreciate the time you were able to spend with us on the Doug and Daddy Show, and best of luck this season, Coach and Millard West, and wish it was under different circumstances, but thank you so much for the time.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Coach. Frank Ryan joining us from Millard West High School as Guy Murray. We remember Coach, and his funeral will be Friday at 10:30 at First United Methodist Church in Kearney. Visitation is Thursday from 4 to 7 at Horner Liskey McBride and Kuehl Funeral Home. The family will be there from 4 to 6. So, again, Guy Murray, legendary coach, passes at the age of 69, coached at UNK from 72 to 2001. And as he said, worked with the football team, was an assistant coach, was a teacher in the health and phys ed department. And there'll be a man short at Metalark today, as Guy Murray was out there almost every single day with his core crew playing a little golf. So funeral services, 10:30, Friday morning, First United Methodist Church. And you can find out more with the Horner Liskey McBride and Kuehl Funeral Home in charge of the arrangements. Coach, I wasn't here that long. I came in 97, I believe it was, so I worked with him a few years, but that was when he was kind of on his way out. Then Tony Murray, his son, took over, and then Damon Day took over after that. And the big thing was when I was playing Legion baseball, once in a while, Guy Murray would show up, obviously, because other guys on the team were, you know, decent enough to try and get to UNK. And as some of the stories have said in the Hub and the obituaries out there, you know, he had to convince kids that they could get a good education, but they'd have to play some baseball. And really, there wasn't any money to give them. So if they wanted to play baseball while they were getting an education, Kearney would be a good place to do that. And kids back from the Midwestern portion of this state, pretty fired up if Coach Murray had some interest in them, because you know, in the mid 80s, that's when he's coming right off that huge run of being very successful year in and year out.
I guess I didn't realize his success as far as division wise that those guys had in the mid 70s to win tournament games like Coach Ryan was talking about, 12-0. That's simply spectacular.
Now, Coach Guy Murray, of course, on the local scene, but also while we were gone, one of the legendary actors of our time passed away as well, in Dennis Hopper. And this is one of the favorites of all from Hoosiers.
All right, now listen to me. All right, this is the last shot that we got. All right? We're going to run the picket fence at him. Merle, you're the swing man. Jimmy, you're solo right. All right, Merle should be open swinging around the end of that fence. Now, boys, don't get caught watching the paint dry.
Boys, don't get caught watching the paint dry.
Another,
of course, in so many other great movies throughout his career. Maybe a little more troubled past. I mean, it was into everything that you could be into in the 60s and 70s, and then came out on the other side and still had some great roles. So Dennis Hopper passing as well while we were away.
Another one that really just took the – you didn't expect that, I don't think. And you see these names, and it just takes the wind out of you for a second. And certainly think about Coach Murray's family. Of course, I know when you brought it up the morning after and as news started to spread, everybody just – the shock spread around Kearney. I know that for a fact, being out and about.
And unfortunately, Tony, that wasn't all. They say they come in threes, and this one was the shortest one.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about, huh?
Gary Coleman, also over the weekend, and boy, he never did recover from a troubled past.
No.
What you talking about, Willis? Facts of life. If you're younger than me, you probably have no idea. You obviously probably have very little idea of that program, because you'd have been like two.
I believe I knew Mr. Drummond personally.
So there you go. Some sadness over Memorial Day, but also a time to reflect, and hopefully everybody was able to enjoy some time with their family and friends. When we come back, we're going to get back on the sports wagon here to start June and talk with Brian Seibertz, the head wrestling coach at Grand Island Northwest, as he will be coaching the West All-Stars in just a little over 10 days back after this.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking to
newlyweds.
Hi, my husband and I are combining our policies, and my mother-in-law says we can save with Progressive.
Well, with online, homeowners, and multi-car discounts, saving on car insurance is easy.
So you're saying she's right?
I'm saying get used to it.
Get great savings and more at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Discounts not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Salon Pause brings you the pain-relieving power of a pill in a patch with the new Comfort Stretch Pain Relief Patch. Get relief from back pain, shoulder pain, or a stiff neck with a patch. The Salon Pause Pain Relief Patch is ultra-thin, ultra-flexible, and it's the only FDA-approved over-the-counter topical pain relief patch that goes right to the site of your pain. Try the new Salon Pause Comfort Stretch Pain Relief Patch today. Also try Salon Pause Arthritis Pain, available at major drugstores and local pharmacies.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Well, a partial sunshine for your Tuesday forecast. Chance for an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Southwest winds 5 to 15 with high temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies. Slight chance for scattered showers and storms. Currently, it's 75.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where tomorrow we're on the road at Ball Sports Bar, Grand Island. You know, it's one of the original sports bars in all of the Tri-Cities. Outstanding. Love the food. Love the atmosphere. Whitey Richardson and his Belmont party are going to be there. We'll talk about the horses that are in the field. We'll catch up with a couple of horse racing experts, including Ed DeRosa from Thoroughbred Times. Tomorrow we'll also be talking about everything else that's going on in sports and maybe a little Legion baseball tomorrow as well over in Grand Island. So join us tomorrow from 11 to 1 live at Ball Sports Bar and Grill. Whitey Richardson, part owner of Mission Impossible, going to join us. They've decided not to run the horse. We'll find out why that is and maybe what's up next for the horse that ran in the Kentucky Derby. But today, we take you over to Grand Island to talk a little wrestling because the rosters have been announced for the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association All-Star Duel coming up June 12th up in West Point. And Brian Seibertz, head coach of Grand Island Northwest, is going to coach the West along with Todd Hoyt of Anselmo Myrna and Todd Porter of Bellevue East. And Coach, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you on. I've got to start off with the first question here because behind the scenes, we've been trying to find out who's going to be in this duel and who's going to be wrestling, and it seemed like it took a little longer to put the roster together this year, and I've always contested that this is about the toughest roster of any of the all-star sports to put together on a couple of different levels. Wrestlers actually have to come in a little bit of shape and make weight, where every other all-star game out there, you kind of show up and you play. How tough was it to get the roster together this year?
Well, you know, it was pretty tough. We had we had to go through, me and Coach Hoyt had to go through and figure out who our best kids were, and that's really tough because there's obviously some good kids that are getting left out, but and then we had a couple kids that are playing in the Shrine Bowl that weren't able to do it, which that's too bad, but it's a tough process, like I said, because there's some good kids out there that are getting left out, and then they wonder why they're not picked.
Brian, were there kids out there that were really excited to do this and wanted to do this? Were there other kids that maybe shying away because they're not wrestling past this and we're not in shape to do this?
Well, yeah, there's kids that once they get done, when they're seniors, they just want to be done with it. And then you also have the kids that just love the sport and that want to continue and they're going to wrestle in college and stuff like that. But we obviously have some great individuals on our team, and I'm really excited to work with those kids.
Brian Sybrance from Grand Island Northwest joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk about the All-Star Duel coming up a week from Saturday. Let's take a look at some of those kids, and it's not just truly west of York and east of York, because there's a kind of a north-south line, so that there's some Omaha and Lincoln kids on the west, and you've got what a lot of people believe is the best wrestler in the state in Ravon Perkins, so let's start there. He's at 157 pounds out of Omaha North. You're going to see some kids. You got Sean Nagel out there, three-time champion. I can't break every one of them down, but there's got to be two or three kids starting there that you're going to be excited to have in a wrestling room.
Yeah, I mean, Ravon Perkins, he's a real deal, and we're extremely happy to have him on our team. And, like you said, he's one of the best kids in the state. We'd love to put him up against anybody. And, you talked about the Nagel kid from Kimball. He's going to Nebraska. He's a kid that you'd love to have on your roster also.
Brian, anytime I think you can wrestle Howell's kids, that's got to be exciting for some of these kids. That when Howell's has won everything from the time these kids started wrestling until now.
Yeah, they have a great program up there, and they always have tough kids that come out of there. And, Craig Brester that wrestled for Nebraska, he came out of there, and they always have a great tradition there.
Brian Sybrance from Northwest is joining us in kind of a quirky little deal. All the Grand Island kids happen to be from senior high, and they're all on the east, and so you're going to be coaching against them. Give me some of the matchups you already know. You pick the paper up, you pick your roster up, and you go, man, these are going to be some great matchups. You got two or three that you already know next Saturday are going to be some pretty hotly contested battles.
Well, yeah, trying to see here real quick. I was looking at 184. We got Alan Taylor from Grand Island. Possibly a good matchup with him and Tanner Sturgeon, from Cozad. Tanner's a great wrestler, state champion. Looking at kid out of Millard North at 197, possibly maybe a matchup there with Jordan Dubas from Mitchell. He's a great wrestler. But, they got a great squad, too, and you just never know how things are going to match up, but I'm real excited about having this opportunity to coach in it.
Yeah, Coach, that has to be an exciting thing just to be selected and work with these kids and have a chance to maybe learn a lot from some of the other coaches. As we've always said, these all-star things, you kind of learn more off the mat or off the court or off the field than you do during the actual practice session. Talk about maybe just some of the things that you've already talked about with Coach Hoyt and Coach Porter and maybe even with some of the East coaches.
A lot of these kids have so much experience. I mean, you're not going to be able to teach them a lot because they're to the point now where they're moving on in their careers. And, but there's some things that you might be able to pick up from, different coaches, what they've taught them. But, I just hope these guys come in ready to work. And, I'm sure they will. A lot of these kids have great work ethic to get to the state medals that they received and, moving on in their career,
For fans out there wondering, on the West team, Justin Tobenheim from Amherst, Adam Joseph from Adams Central, Alex
Stepanek,
there you go, out of St. Paul, Blake Augustine from Ord, Aaron Davis from Franklin, Tanner Sturgeon from Cozad, Catlin Rice from Cambridge, Joshua Powell from Kennesaw Shelton, Aaron Roberson from Wood River, and Derek Helms from Arapaho, all from the immediate central Nebraska area, wrestling on the West All-Star team.
And Brian, I know being a Class B coach like you are, you always want to see if your kids can compete against Class A, and now you've got a lot of Class C and D kids. Let's see if they can compete. Just your thoughts on getting that shot at maybe a, because I look at the East and there's maybe more A and B kids than there would be C and D.
You know, and that's a great opportunity for these kids to see how they stack up against those other classes. And, you know, there's no other opportunity for them, really, in the state to get a go against each class. So, you know, this will be a great opportunity to show, you know, maybe what the strongest classes are or who the best wrestlers are in the state.
Well, Brian, we'll let you get back to your day. And, again, tell all the folks that it's June 12th coming up at West Point, and we're looking forward to some great duels up there. Best of luck to you and the team.
All right. Well, thanks for having me today.
You bet, Brian. Take care. Brian Seibertz, head coach at Northwest, the Vikings of Grand Island, and he will coach the West All-Stars with Todd Hoyt of Anselmo Myrna and Todd Porter of Bellevue East coming up on June the 12th. And we'll see how that plays out. If you want more information, it's the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association. And, of course, one of the hot websites is HuskerMat.com out there, where there's always wrestling talk going on.
I don't want to leave out the other team from the East, the Grand Island kids representing the East All-Stars. Matt Rice from Grand Island, Alan Taylor from Grand Island, and Nate Westerby from Grand Island, all representing the East. So those are other Central Nebraska kids being represented in this East-West All-Star game.
And with sports going on all the time, you may need something that you didn't think you needed. Oh, I thought my career was over. Oh, wait a minute. I need some tape. I need some shorts. I need some workout gear. I need some shoes. Why wouldn't you go to Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center? Open 7 days a week for your convenience. See Steve or some of the other folks that are down there. You know, I always like going in the summertime because that's usually when they bring in some rookies to help out. Maybe you can get a little bit better deal. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't know. But whether you need basketball for summer camps, whether you need football for camp, volleyball for camp, maybe you just are in the middle of baseball or softball season and you need something, a bat, a ball, a travel bag, something else is worn out, well, Misco Sports is the place to be. On the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, they are there to serve you. Running shoes, your favorite ball club. They've got the Major League Baseball hats there for you as well. Something that scared the bejesus out of me today when we said it was June 1st. And then you told me that some of the top 25s continue to come out. It's like 2 months. I got an email today from a commissioner in one of our fantasy leagues. Fantasy Football League, I got an email today from a commissioner on June 1st.
A lot going on. You need to get to Misco's.
Scares the bejesus out of me. They can't help you with fantasy football, though. I've talked to both of them.
Well, they've got a scorebook, though, so if you want to keep your own stats.
Yeah. Geek! We're going to take a break, talk more sports, and Troutman's Tuesday Trivia when we come back.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. All your important files, let's face it, they're on your office computer. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or a flash drive, email files to yourself. What a hassle. My recommendation, use GoToMyPC.com to remotely access your office, Mac, or PC from any other computer. Simply go and log on to GoToMyPC.com, and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. Use any program. It works on any file. Check email. Access your network resources. GoToMyPC, brought to you by Citrix. Let you take your office with you wherever you go, and it's really easy to set up and use. GoToMyPC is great. I want you to try it free today. I've got a special 45-day free trial just for my listeners. This is only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Colin. Take your office everywhere you go. It's GoToMyPC.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Well, a partial sunshine for your Tuesday forecast. Chance for an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Southwest winds 5 to 15 with high temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies. Slight chance for scattered showers and storms. Currently, it's 75.
Ubaldo. Ubaldo. Ubaldo.
Jimenez.
Ubaldo.
Jimenez.
And boy, couldn't get enough of those Memorial Day different hats that every club was wearing yesterday that didn't match. Woo!
Colorado Rockies were the worst.
The Cubs didn't look that. How much stuff can you put on your website? I mean, really? Really? I mean, you think people are going to buy hats that you wear once a year?
I don't see it.
It's unbelievable. And, by the way, it wasn't a balk in the Dodger game. Okay? It just wasn't. If it takes 5 seconds for the umpire to realize it was a balk, then it wasn't a balk.
Was it Joe West?
Did you see it? He moved his left leg.
He stepped off the rubber.
Before that, he moved his left leg clearly. Right away when the guy at third base starts pointing.
Towards home?
It doesn't matter. It was an attempt to deceive the runner. It was an attempt to deceive the runner. That's a balk. That's an easy call. Easy call.
That's why it took all of them 5 seconds. The third base umpire didn't call the balk.
The home plate umpire
did. The second base umpire called the balk. And then the other two guys went, oh. Yeah, and then pointed him towards
you. You didn't think it was a balk. Come on, Doug. Seriously? We're going to Oregon, then we're going to Washington, then we're going to California. Yeah! Play some Philadelphia Freedom,
you got
jerk.
Some American Legion baseball going on tonight. Kearney Little Caesars in 5 points will be at Gothenburg. Hastings 5 points will be hosting Columbus in a doubleheader at Duncan Field, while Johnson Imperial Homes will be at Columbus Pawnee Park for a doubleheader. You know, if you're going to make the North Dakota Fighting Sioux change their name, then how can you have Pawnee Park? Grand Island 5 points is at home tonight against Lexington.
That is so disrespectful. You're right.
Congratulations to Dane Toby, national champion in the shot put, 62 feet, 7 1/4 inches. Oh, you're going to love this, Daddy. You're going to love this.
We beat a Grand Valley State guy. Yeah. But it wasn't that close, was it?
No, second place was 59 feet, 2 3/4.
Okay, now the next question I have. Go to the discus.
Sixth All-American honor for Toby.
Go to the discus. Did he throw 166 feet and was ninth? The winner was 173. So within 7 feet, the discus was decided between first and ninth in the nation? That's amazing.
That is correct. Marty Molina finished 11th in the triple jump. Sam Murphy was 4th in the shot put, 47 7 3/4. Kylie Peterson, the Lopers, finished in 13th. And, of course, before we left for the weekend, we told you that Sam Murphy was 17th in the hammer. She wasn't expected to be way up there. She was 19th in the country going in, so finished 17th. And that's where the Lopers got their points. It's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We've got all kinds of different questions for you. It could be basketball. It could be golf. It could be UNK track. It could be anything. 888-455-ESPN. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible for this $25 gift card from Troutman's Quality Meats. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. Call now. We'd love to have you on the program today for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
It's Jason.
Jason, let's see. Would you like UNK athletics, golf, or movies?
UNK athletics.
UNK athletics. Here is your question. Dane Toby, as we just said, won the national title in the shot put. Only two other men have won a national title at the Division II level. Can you name one of them?
Coach Meyer.
That is incorrect. Incorrect.
Great guess.
Yeah, great guess. I think Coach Meyer would have been while they were still NAIA. So I'll have to double check on that. But I'm going by information provided by the czar of UNK. He is the Sports Information Director of the Year. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Andrew.
You know, Jason's got to be kicking himself. He's going, God, that seemed like an easy one. That seemed like an easy one. Okay, let's go back to the phone line. I'm sorry. Who are we joined by?
Andrew.
Andrew, would you like golf, movies, or UNK track?
Golf.
Daddy, you have the golf question.
Who won last year's U.S. Open?
Did Padraig Harrington?
That's incorrect.
Wow. Did you just throw up a softball? Let's go back to the phone lines. And they may not be the same questions, folks. We're just giving you some categories here. Just giving you some categories. Who are we chatting with?
Brandon.
Brandon, you want UNK track, golf, or movies?
Golf.
Daddy, golf.
All right. Zach Johnson and this golfer are the only two golfers to have won the last 4 years on the PGA Tour.
Zach Johnson and who?
That's right. That's the question. Zach Johnson and this golfer.
On the PGA Tour, are they amateurs or what?
No, Zach Johnson and this PGA golfer are the only two men that have won at least one tournament each of the last 4 years on the tour.
Phil Mickelson?
You are correct.
See, Daddy, good job. There you go. Hold on the line. We'll get you hooked up with a $25 gift card from Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. All you have to do is stop by Troutman's and see Carrie and the gang. They are ready to set you up. Everything's probably gone from the weekend, so you got to restock. By the way, the two men that have won national titles at the Division II level for the Lopers, Lance Pfeiffer and Ivan Ivanov. Only two that have won national titles while UNK has been Division II. So that is the answer to that question. And last year's winner of the U.S. Open, Lucas Glover. So there you go. Glad that you participated. And thanks to all the folks that called in on today's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia.
More and more of the early top 25s are being released. This one by the Gold Sheet, Doug, comes to us.
Explain to people.
It would be a Vegas publication from Vegas Insider. The Gold Sheet, you can stop by and pick it up at several places, order it online. But they've announced theirs. It's written by Bruce Marshall. The number one team he's got in all the land, Boise State, followed by Alabama, then Ohio State, then, yes, your Nebraska Cornhuskers. Chimes in at number four, followed by TCU. So getting a little bit more love for the Nebraska Cornhuskers up in that top five. You're starting to see more and more and more of those.
And then give me the next five.
Iowa, he's got six. Virginia Tech, Florida, Texas, and Oregon.
Wow. Did you know that there will be college baseball at Rosenblatt Stadium after the College World Series?
No.
TD Ameritrade, which paid to get its name on the new stadium, says it will bring eight of the top college sluggers to Rosenblatt July 7th for a home run derby. July 7th, home run derby, and it'll be broadcast by CBS then on July 11th. They hope to make this an annual event.
Isn't that going to be, are they underclassmen, or how are they going to do this?
Well, you would think that they would be on their way to pro ball, wouldn't you?
Well, I would think so. They would be
everybody
all involved.
Everybody else would probably have to be underclassmen coming in, and then what can they win?
Right.
Maybe a $25 gift card to Troutman's.
Perhaps.
There you go. Well, a lot has transpired since the weekend, and we're glad that you're back with us. Don't forget, tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, we'll be live at Ball Sports Bar and Grill. So come by and join us for lunch tomorrow right there by the Conestoga Mall, and we'll get you around some of the construction. Don't forget that that's there if you're coming on from the south side of the main drag. But Ball's tomorrow from 11 to 1, Doug and Daddy Show on hand as we continue to progress through the week. Daddy? Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
This comes from our friend Mike in Wayne, Nebraska, listening
on the internet, obviously,
there you go.
ESPNSuperstation.com.
Says, Doug and Daddy, I bet zero on the over-under for Doug hitting range balls at the Ord Open. Was wondering how big a check I would be getting in the mail on my winnings. You didn't hit a range ball at the Ord Open, I understand.
Well, you have to define range ball, you know. Yes, congratulations to Kyle Shellpepper, winner of the Ord Open. former O'Neill Eagle and great golfer here. And Kyle Shellpepper wins it on Saturday, though. A 29 posted by also a former UNK golfer in Alex Farrell. He had the day one lead, couldn't hold on to it in day two, but a lot of former UNK golfers in the field. And your winner of the 2010 Ord Open, Kyle Shellpepper.
I believe Alex still got another year left.
I didn't do so well like usual. But no surprise here, people. No surprise.
You didn't play that bad, though, the first day. I don't know what you shot the second day. You've yet to release that information to me.
There's some times when the ball doesn't go the direction you are, you want it to.
Not enough aiming oil?
You know, actually, the second round both days, I think, were better. I know it was Sunday. Yikes.
Good time, though?
Did you catch some fish?
You know what? I don't even want to talk about it.
Did you fillet some fish over the weekend?
I did get a fillet.
Were you wearing that exact same shirt while filleting those fish?
Yeah, might have been.
I thought so. Weirdo.
Might have been. Not a lot, though. I'll tell you what. It's pretty quiet. Pretty quiet on the...
Why? You have no talent?
It's been a struggle for a lot of people out there.
But you got a tournament coming up this weekend, so what does that mean?
Well,
can you have a tournament when you don't catch fish?
You know what? We're going to have to figure something out.
Well, we'll talk more about that as the week progresses. We'll have a lot more time tomorrow when you join us at Ball's Sports Bar and Grill in Grand Island. Whitey Richardson welcoming us in for a Belmont party. Get you ready for the big race coming up Saturday. We'll be joined by Ed DeRosa of Thoroughbred Times, among others. We want to thank Frank Ryan, the head baseball coach at Millard West and former Loper, for joining us today to help remember Guy Murray, and Northwest Wrestling coach Brian Syberts. We'll see you tomorrow.
I look forward to it being in Grand Island. Balls as well will be. Why don't you be there too? 11 to 1.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.